Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was it night terrors or was she being haunted by a spirit?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. If you want an ad-free experience, you can get that through patreon.com/realghoststories. If you're on Apple Podcasts right now, just go to our podcast channel page there and sign up. You can try it for 3 days free. You'll love it. Trust me. And yeah, we'd love to hear your ghost stories. 855-853-4802. I'm Tony Bruschi. Carol Hughes with us. Night terrors. Is that just another word for nightmare, or do you consider night terrors a whole other category of darkness?
Personally, I consider them another category of darkness.
Darkness.
Because I think that nightmares are one thing, but night terrors are more physical.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just remember my friend, because I've shared this story before, but my friend Lynn tell me that she had night terrors, and then we were on our way to get on a cruise ship. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh yeah, by the way, I have night terrors. I'm like, what does that even mean? Oh, sometimes I pound on the wall. Sometimes I scream.
Jesus.
And I'm like, I'm the world's lightest sleeper. And I'm like, shit, I'm never going to sleep on this damn cruise because I'm going to think you're going to start sleeping at any time. And so sure enough, one night I went out with some other people and she had gone back to the room. I got in late. She's sound asleep. I go to bed and she, it's like bloody murder screams. Gosh. She's like, ah! And I was like, holy shit. So I sit up. I'm like, Lynn? Yeah. Are you okay? Yeah. Why? You were screaming? Oh, I was? Yeah. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. And then from outside of the room, I hear somebody go, it came from this way. So I'm like, if they knock on my door, I'm just going to act like, no, we fine. I don't know who you're talking. I didn't hear anything. The next day, I was like, what do I, like, that's so weird last night. Like, you scared the shit out of me. She's like, what are you talking about? I go, when you screamed bloody murder in the middle of the night.
Did she have any recollection of what she was dreaming about?
No.
Or? Well, that's probably a good thing that, yeah.
So I said, like, will you talk to me? And you said you were okay. I did. She didn't remember any of it. So that's what I kind of, nightmares are one thing, like bad dreams, night terrors are like that. That's kind of what I think the difference is.
No, I would agree. I would totally agree with it. Let's go to a phone call and hear about some night terrors. Hi.
Hello, my name is Catherine. And I think you guys need to hear the story of the 90s TV static face woman. So, I am a skeptic. I watch ghost videos with my husband, and we see orbs, and I'm like, okay, that's an insect, or a dust mote, or adorable clothes, and I'm like, okay, that's a cat. But I also understand that not everything can be explained. Some things are just supernatural or paranormal, and this story is definitely one or the other. When I was a kid, I grew up in the same house that I had lived in basically from birth up until I was 18 years old. And my mom, who is a 100% skeptic, always told me that she had a feeling, a very heavy, dominating, dark feeling, that no one in that house had ever been happy. I didn't really understand what that meant when I was 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, right? Like, that doesn't make sense. Why wouldn't anybody in this house be happy? I'm happy here. But then when I was about 8 years old, I started having night terrors. And these were some pretty serious night terrors for an 8-year-old. Ones where I would wake up in the middle of the night screaming or running around the house, going up and down the stairs, turning on and off lights. I remember waking up in my cul-de-sac outside my house, not understanding how I got there. And anytime I had these night terrors, my mom would pull me aside and ask me, baby, what's wrong? I told her, mommy, the woman with the static face is watching me. And I understand that that's a mouthful and it's not really a creative name, but do you remember when TVs had a static channel? I'm not sure if they still do or not, but my husband always called them the bug races, and it was like a white or gray screen with black speckles going across, and it always made that horrible kind of noise. This woman had a face that was that. It looked like she was wearing a mask, but you could see the bug races moving, right? You could see the TV static wasn't still, it was static, it was moving. And she would stand in my doorway and watch me. And any time that she would watch me, I would have a night terror. And I kind of just grew up thinking, oh, all right, maybe this is mental illness, or maybe my mom always had night terrors, maybe it's genetic. Something has to be going on, right? Just something has to be going on. And it started getting worse, and I started getting depression and anxiety, and I'm not proud to admit it, but I did have suicidal thoughts and tendencies. And, you know, I was 13. Everybody just told me, oh, you'll grow out of it. I didn't understand that this spirit had attached itself to me and was leeching every good thing that she could right out of me. And this went on for years. I moved in with my husband when I was 18, and I was okay for a little while, but then I started having the night terrors again. And it was always the woman with the 90s TV static face. And one night, I have a night terror, and I wake up my husband, and I tell him, she's here, she's watching, she's in the doorway. And he looks, and he swears that he saw her. He described her perfectly, and I've never described her to him, only that she had the 90s TV static. But he said, I saw her. She was tall and skinny, and she had black hair. And I'm like, that's her. She's been watching me. She's been watching me since I was 8 years old. And we didn't know what to do. We tried cleansing, we tried crystals, we tried the whole thing. Nothing was working. She was still watching me at night. And this all culminated when I was at work one day. It all came to a head when I was at work one day. I'm a dog groomer. There's always somebody standing behind me. There's always a velocity dryer going behind me. There's always something going on behind you, right? It's a very busy store. There's a lot going on. I remember it was one day where I felt someone brush the back of their hand all the way up the back of my neck and into my hair, and I could feel it, the fingers, the knuckles, everything. And when I went back to touch my hair, I have a pixie cut, so like the hair on the back of my head is very, very short. I went to go back and touch it, and it was all moved around, and like somebody had tousled my hair. And I look, and there's no one behind me. And the velocity dryer isn't on, and there's no dogs, and not even the vents are on. I'm completely alone. Everyone else is up front at least 20 feet away from me. And I freak out, and I call my friend at the time, and I tell her what's going on, and she puts me in a Facebook group. And somebody in the Facebook group says, oh, yeah, no, girl, you haunted. Let me see what I can do. She comes over to my house with this giant crystal, and she tells me that she's going to trap the 90s TV static woman in the crystal. So her and my friend and my husband sit around me and the crystal, and we're trying to get the ghost off of me and into the crystal, and I'm feeling sicker and sicker and sicker, and my stomach is upset, and my head is killing me, and like, I'm having these suicidal thoughts, like, God, just kill me now, just kill yourself. Just get it over with. This is going to suck. This is going to hurt you in the end. Just kill yourself. And it's getting worse and worse and worse, and then it stops. It just stops. No more suicidal thoughts. My stomach is better. My head stopped hurting. I can see and think clearly. And my friend's friend says, she's gone. Would you like to keep the crystal? I'm like, hell no, I don't want to keep the crystal. Get that out of my house. I don't want her in here anymore. So she laughs, and she takes the crystal, and it's been almost a year and a half, maybe a year, and I haven't had the night terrors, and I haven't seen her, and I still have mental illness, but I'll tell you what, it's improved significantly since she left. And I don't know who she was, and I don't know what she wanted from me, but I hope she stays the hell away from me, because let's go get another crystal. And that's the story of the 90s TV Static Woman who haunted me for the majority of my 24 years on this planet. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing quite like post-ghost clarity. I see things better, I feel better, everything's kind of brighter, lighter, better. But I thought you guys would want to hear that because it's... That is-
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. It sounds like she's the inspiration for the ring.
Right?
Do you ever think there's things like that?
Based on her life.
Yeah. Where there's things like that that happen that, yes, they are very much sounding like a movie once did, where because you have that fear and you're predisposed to that sort of fear, that it ends up manifesting itself in some sort of a way.
Because don't you think that the dreams could start for one reason and then you've associated it with this 90s lady static face figure?
Yeah.
That you really need to go through, even if it's paranormal, supernatural or not, you need to go through some process to eliminate it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you just go, okay, I don't want to have that dream anymore. You know, I think dreams can be really powerful.
Oh, very, yes.
But in this case, it sounds like once they did that, and the whole trapping it in a crystal is really abstract to me.
Mm-hmm.
Saying it couldn't work, but that's a very abstract thing for me to put my brain around. But if it worked, and you're not dealing with that anymore, because how are you ever going to sleep if you think somebody's watching you all the time?
Oh, completely. If it worked, it worked. So,
I mean,
you got to do what you're going
to
do.
She was able to find somebody like that that could help her.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that that story. It's something I don't think I want to have crawling out of my TV anytime soon.
God.
Thank you for sharing that. Hey, if you like the show, you want access to all of our episodes ad-free, you can binge away through Apple Podcasts right now. Sign up there or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.